Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back a little Texas Blues, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having an outstanding visit, as we always do, and have been now for 18 and a half years, with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Nonprofit think tank. We fight the battles for free market health reform and against the government control of health insurance at galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. And also we have a dedicated website to everything you want to know about what's happening with Obamacare, called ObamacareWatch.org. You need that watch in there, ObamacareWatch.org. And we welcome people to join us, both sites.
So let's talk about the way forward, Grace Marie. I mean, we know the way forward, if Hillary gets elected, it's going to be we're gonna be nostalgic for Obamacare, right?
She wants to double down on Obamacare.
She basically wants to drive
all the private companies down.
But not if she doesn't have the houses in of Congress.
That's right. Although the aggressiveness of the Obama administration in using regulations to try to save this law, she'll double down.
She'll make Obamacare look like an executive order piker, won't she?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So if she gets elected, folks, More of my hashtag, God help us, on the healthcare front is what I'm getting. And I don't mind saying that at all. It'll be a nightmare's nightmare. But now if Trump gets elected, you know, he's not a true conservative. He actually is. I've heard him talk about, he kind of likes the single payer system, hasn't he?
He has, but we have reached out. And they have reached out to us at the Trump campaign, and he's got a lot of really smart advisors.
Steve Moore is one of
our
interest
really
members.
Good advisor.
He's a true blue
good
fiscal
solid
conservative,
good free market conservative, and there are lots of others also advising Mr. Trump on this. Yeah. I'm hoping that he will give a speech that will advance the basically, you know, bullet points that he released in the spring, which need a lot of work. And all the signals I'm getting is that they are absolutely embracing the ideas, in particular that Paul Ryan and the House of Representatives offered, called the Better Way Plan.
Right.
That
was recent, wasn't it?
A really comprehensive replace plan for Obamacare.
So let's say Grace Marie, that he says, okay, guys, I got a lot of fish to fry here. I'm not the healthcare expert. You guys are. You got a plan over there already. Let me know when it's ready to sign. What do you think will happen? Can they unwind Obamacare? Will they squash it and you know, put it bury it in a grave? What will they do?
Well, they already have shown what they're going to do. They spent basically a year and a half working through the complex reconciliation process. So they could get a bill to the president's desk in January, which they did, that would repeal the fundamental parts of Obamacare, the parts you can reach through that process. It's like the pillars on a building. You take those down, the building falls. They passed that through both houses of Congress, through the Senate with a 51-vote majority, with our 53-vote majority, through the House of Representatives. Put it on the president's desk. Of course he vetoed it, but they've already shown what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to repeal this law, and they have the replacement plan ready to go. In fact, they released the 30-page description of what it would be so people could understand it, and they're writing the legislation now, so they're going to be ready to do this next year.
We
have a president who'll sign it.
Is this one of the things, I can't remember, is this one of the things that Trump said he would take care of in the early days of his, did he address Obamacare in that? He talked about other things that he would eliminate.
I don't remember, but I know that he says over and over that repealing Obamacare is a huge priority, and even though it wasn't raised in the debate on Monday night, it's a huge issue in states. Senator McCain.
Will there be any kind of problems, chaos, if even though we can't imagine Obamacare not, you know, not being eliminating chaos if we get rid of it. Well, that leaves some people exposed.
You have to protect them, and they're fully aware of that, to make sure that the people that have Obamacare insurance now continue to have a bridge of coverage before they get more affordable coverage that's run by the states, the benefits that they can afford. Yes, they're going to build a bridge to this better way, to this better system.
People,
but they're not going to leave people high and dry.
Just remember this. Let's not ever forget Obamacare, the nightmare that it was, the attempt to take over that it is, the nightmare that it is. When people start coming at us with this again, we can't ever forget this, can we, Grace Marie?
We can't. This is what government control looks like. Yeah. People do not want more of it, Mrs.
That's
Clinton.
Right. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thanks,
keep up
Tim.
The good work. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when she joined us, and so we did. Don't forget, Galen Institute, galen.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.